So both Ajahn Mahabhua and Ajahn Chah were students of Ajahn Mahabhua. Do they seem to have different experiences, or were they pretty much similar in what they shared about how they were taught?
Well, Ajahn Mahabhua spent a lot of time with Ajahn Mah, you know, over a period of time and at different times, so that he had a lot of contact. Ajahn Chah had, you know, very little contact. Spent a few days with him, and that was it. He was inspired by his example, and then, you know, part of it is the kind of the Mahanikaya Dhammayut kind of split, so that Ajahn Chah ended up spending more time with students of Ajahn Mun who were Mahanikaya and who had spent more time with him early on. I think it was probably as Ajahn Mun got more and more disciples, then there probably started to have to be a bit more structure around the Mahanikaya and Dhammayut monks that were close to him, whereas before it was probably a bit more fluid, so that Ajahn Chah ended up spending not much time. But certainly different monks experienced Ajahn Mun in different ways. And it actually, fostered when Ajahn Mahabhua wrote a biography of Ajahn Mun, then it spawned another biography from other disciples who had a different experience with Ajahn Mun, which is quite ordinary. Different people experience Ajahn Chah in different ways. So that is quite ordinary, really. But I think certainly Ajahn Mun was a really formidable teacher. You wouldn't want to be frivolous around him. like this picture here, that's Ajahn Mun. If of all the pictures that exist of Ajahn Mun, that's Ajahn Mun at his warmest and fuzziest. But then, of course, you know, there's a tendency to, you know, pose for pictures. This is taken in probably the early 1940s. So if you pose for pictures, you wouldn't have a natural picture taken. and that was also part of the picture that was painted of Ajahn Mun by other disciples of his warmth, of his wit, of his ability to tell a story that engaged people in a way that they'd be really light, and so it's a different picture than the kind of the fierce taskmaster. So different people experience him in different ways.